This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You realize the level, the magnitude, the insanity of the naked criminal activity to have all these federal regulators on the board of Moderna, on the board of Pfizer, Reuters currently on the board of Pfizer, putting out this info and lying for them, and then not even disclosing it in the articles at Reuters. I mean, that is just absolutely criminal. But they know they control the Justice Department. And the Republicans, even the best people we've got, are very, very weak responses to all this. I'll talk about that more next segment. But this story out of CNBC, where it says on CNBC's Twitter that this article is paid for by Pfizer. And I wonder if at the end of the article it says paid for by Pfizer on the physical article. Because used to they would say paid for by Bill Gates at the very bottom. Nope. They're not even telling you in the actual article on CNBC it's paid for. But it is paid for, they're admitting, on Twitter. And I guess that's because of some federal laws when something's a paid advertisement. Oh, it does say at the top, paid post for Pfizer. Wow. So even on there it is. I thought it would be at the bottom. Now they just stick it at the top. Wow, they really flaunt all this in your face. Well, they declare our military as sexual deviants and drug offenders if they don't take the poison shot. That's criminal drug evasion. Right out of THX-1138. So here's John Oliver, who is a very slimy, evil person. I mean, it doesn't get much more evil than this guy. There's videos documenting it out there, the techniques he uses, but he'll tell a funny joke and show a silly woman or a silly animal or a silly man, something totally ridiculous, and then tell a bunch of really sick, evil disinformation, and then tell another big lie and repeat it over and over again. So he tells a big joke right before the next giant whopper lies. Like, look at this stupid Hispanic lady. What does she know? Oh, look at this Vietnamese guy, you know, saying that the Soros is involved in politics or that Xi Jinping owns Biden. Biden just said, that cue it up for next segment. Biden said, China owns America. Hell, this guy's just saying China owns Joe. Joe says, I know Xi Jinping better than anybody, even his own people. I spent 2 hours a week talking to him for years. I love Xi Jinping. Hell, we know you do. Now you're destroying our country and our military and everything else. And then we've got this twit. I love British folks, but I mean, you know, just Hollywood loves to bring Brits over here like that means you have a higher IQ because you'll speak in a British accent because it'll Cockney accent. And then they do this. It's a sick joke. So he's sitting here preying on you with lies. You can disprove all of it, and it's all written and paid for by Big Pharma. John Oliver's on the payroll, and so are the rest of them, with Colbert, with men in drag dancing around with injector needles. Here it is.
For many older Vietnamese Americans, there is such a vacuum of credible news channels that broadcast in Vietnamese that many turn to YouTube for their news, with certain channels on in their houses 24/7. One popular host based here in the United States is Nguyen Vu, who brands himself King Radio. He's basically a Vietnamese Alex Jones, as you can see.
You know, I went through this late. Just hit a bit pause again. Maybe we should just play the whole 4 minutes. There's even more, but we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and finish up on John Oliver because this is important, okay? I mean, look at this kook. Look at this Vietnamese person, he's saying. How is he allowed to have millions of viewers? He's out there challenging me. He's talking to these communities, and they're listening to him. Let me just take a few clips of him out of context now and then say he's a liar when everything he says is the truth. But you heard him. Oh, my God. He's got Viagra ads because he's not against Big Pharma overall. They've got some good products. Oh, and they've got skin cream that he's gone out and developed with his family. That just means you go private label it someplace, and then you make money. You go get a good quality skin cream, private label it, sell it to your people. They love it. They buy more of it because it's good. Oh, my God. That model's not what Walmart and not what Amazon, not what the New World Order wants, folks. No, no, no. Especially Walmart and Target. No, you don't have these non-essential people selling to each other and doing business together because we can't then starve them to death. Bad. bad Vietnamese. Bad. You need to learn to be a good communist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I got so much news to cover on this live Sunday evening transmission. Owen Schroeder's coming up 6 p.m. with Sunday Live. It is the Alex Jones Show. So let me just get back to John Oliver attacking us in his entire program. I mean, I've only played just a small part of it. And he shows real people that are disinfo and then other people that are telling the truth and then says, oh, these people are like Alex Jones. If you just joined us, he says, look at this Hispanic woman. She listened to a Spanish-speaking doctor that said that there are cures for COVID. And she's never heard of Fauci or never watched him. We can't allow these people to be on air. We've got to censor them. We've got to shut them down. He goes on in the piece to say, you know, Facebook only spends less than 20% of its time censoring other languages than English. That's what he calls for in the full 30-minute show. It's posted on Infowars.com, or you just go to YouTube. You can look last week with John Oliver. You know, you don't get tomorrow's news today. You get regurgitated last week's propaganda splatted out at you, vomited on you again from him. And then again, he attacks anybody that's questioning the system and saying there are things that can counter viruses. That's why Pfizer's coming out with a pill that counters it. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows there's all sorts of things that are antiviral. Everybody knows there's all sorts of berry juices and all sorts of other things that are, you know, elderberry. I mean, you go to Whole Foods, that's Jeff Bezos. But when he's selling it all and saying, we've got the COVID aisle, counter COVID here, he's allowed to. He's allowed to have vitamin D and silver and everything else. But you can't. You can't promote that. You can't say that it will arrest you. You know, oh, let the liberal elitists go to Whole Foods. They are allowed to go and get some access to therapeutics that are natural. You're not allowed to. You low-down slaves, you Hispanics, you Asians. That's what you're saying on this. Oh, let's look at what the diaspora community, you know, communities that had to run away from tyranny, like the communists from Vietnam. Oh, let's look at what these ignorant people are saying. And John was like, oh, can you believe it? This woman's listening to a doctor that told her there are cures for COVID. I had COVID. Rob Dew had COVID. My parents had COVID. Most of the office here had COVID. They didn't have it last year. That was the fake rollout. The real rollout was this year. And before I ever even got sick, months before, I said, this is real. The hospitals are getting full. It's mainly the vaccinated. They're shedding on people and making them sick. And it's causing mutations, which the mainline scientists confirm. And you see, I had the cure for COVID. It's called my white blood cells, my T lymphocytes, and my killer Ts. And I know what a killer T is. I know what a T lymphocyte is. I know what they are. And they hope you don't learn. See, Magic Johnson learned what they are. He's alive. Freddie Mercury didn't learn. Nobody told him, hey, AZT from Fauci is just like Remdesivir. It'll kill you. Just like they shipped into Africa and killed millions with AZT. Oh, the UN's got drugs for you that will kill you. And that all came out. Well, Magic Johnson got the memo, hey, don't take AZT anymore. And he's like, well, I don't have HIV anymore. See how that works? And that was Fauci who did all of that the left just worships here today, killed all those millions of people. on record. Huge protests around the world back in the 80s about it. And he's back again because he delivers with depopulation. And HIV was just a beta test for what they're now doing. And so I found the cure. It's called my immunity, 27 times better in the mainline studies. There's over 200 studies out now that natural immunity is 27 times better or more than the COVID shot, which doesn't even protect you. But John Oliver just gasped with air and just says, this crazy woman, she doesn't listen to Fauci. What's her problem? I mean, she's listening to a doctor that told her that there's cures. Oh, there's another big New England Medical Journal report out just last week that 80%+, just like all the other studies, of people that died of COVID were deficient in vitamin D. But he's done shows saying vitamin D doesn't help you because he works for the murdering big pharma companies that have paid them to read off a teleprompter the same message. And now even CNBC and ABC and all of them take money from Pfizer and Moderna to write articles saying it's safe and effective, paid for by them, lying to you. That's illegal. But they've launched a war against us. This is a depopulation attack. This is a system to where now people are going to wake up and not take the shot, and the corporations are going to fire them, and society's going to collapse even faster. So let's finish up with the John Oliver thing, and I'm going to settle down and move on to the really big news. I haven't even scratched the surface yet, but just think of this man and the evil he's involved in. He better hope there's not a God. He better hope there's not karma in the universe, because there's a special place for people like this. Here he is, deceiving people, wrapping it, a candy wrapper of comedy with the cyanide lies of medical tyranny. Here it is. Trying to keep hope from people, trying to keep real treatments. My father almost died. He didn't tell me he had COVID for a week and a half. I go over there, my mother was super sick. My dad couldn't even talk, couldn't get out of bed. Within 6 hours of being on hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, being on budesonide and oral steroids, he was up walking around, his oxygen up at 90%. Now the next day his oxygen was at 96-97%, and he was almost better except for brain fog for a week. 90% better. Plus. And there's studies and facts, but he doesn't want you to know that. They don't want you to know about Oxford studies on budesonide or any of it. They just want to tell you there's no hope except this shot that actually hurts you and destroys you. Think of the wickedness for simple money to do things like that. Unbelievable. This is Nuremberg too. This is war crimes. And everybody that's been part of it is no better than Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister. And I tell you now, John Oliver and criminals like him will pay one way or another for the crimes they've committed against humanity. And I'm honored to stand against them, and I'm honored to be demonized, and I'm honored whatever they do to me. I'm committed 100% absolutely to this fight because we know it's real, it's out in the open, and they're killing us. And it's an honor to stand against it. It's not heroic. It's called survival. All of you have to realize the truth of this. I know it's scary, but it's real. It's all confirmed now. Let's go back to this monster. Here he is.
For many older Vietnamese Americans, there is such a vacuum of credible news channels that broadcast in Vietnamese that many turn to YouTube for their news, with certain channels on in their houses 24/7. One popular host based here in the United States is Nguyen Vu, who brands himself King Radio. He's basically a Vietnamese Alex Jones, as you can see in rants like these.
China completely has control of Biden. The whole situation with Hunter Biden's laptop and the trove of data it contains. I think Xi Jinping has got his hands on all of it. George Soros was part of the financial plot to overthrow the Trump administration. Why are we still being forced to wear masks? Masks are killing people. If you're in a state that gives you the right to not wear a mask, and then you enter someone's house, but they try to make you wear one, tell them,
fuck you.
A mean, you can see where the Alex Jones comparisons come from. Both have voices that sound like bones going through a wood chipper. Both have an inability to control the volume of said voices. And both have sets clearly inspired by a Windows 95 screensaver. Also, they both seem to have the same business model, with King Radio selling his audience Viagra, medications, and beauty creams that he claims are made by his cousin, which should be a huge red flag. Unless his cousin is named Steve Clinique, I do not want any creams from that individual. But again, while Alex Jones has been removed from YouTube for spreading misinformation, King Radio is still going strong on the platform, despite the fact you just heard him say masks are killing people, which clearly violates YouTube's ban on claims that wearing a mask is dangerous. And what I guess this means is Alex Jones could probably find his way back onto YouTube if he could just complete a Rosetta Stone course in Vietnamese. A key problem right now is that many communities don't have the same fact-checking resources that English-speaking ones do. If someone sends you an Alex Jones...
I'm not going to play any more of it, but let's just counter that. The whole 30-minute show, I watched it today, Tom will never get back, is look at this person, look at that person, they're Alex Jones, ban them. See, we're all Alex Jones now. I told you that 4 years ago. I said, they set the model with me, they set the precedent, and then they call it the Alex Jones case. They were on MSNBC last week saying, oh, with the Sandy Hook stuff and the judgment, we'll now not have trials, we'll just say they're guilty with judges, and we'll shut down Fox News. You see, this is for everybody. People better figure that out. This is an evil takeover.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Done 10 hours of preparation yesterday and today for this broadcast, and I've not even scratched one stack of what I had to hit. This is not here, again, for rhetoric. It's not here as a prop. Karl Rove said that he used to have a stack of note cards in debate class at college to intimidate people. Like, oh, look at all the note cards I've got. What a fraud. What a phony. This is all real news and information. Every damn stack is a total nightmare of evil. All, by the way, being admitted. The Pentagon admits they're lying to you on purpose to deceive you because you're the enemy. The Pentagon is run by the globalist. And so it's attacking its own troops and getting rid of them and saying that they're sex offenders and criminals if they don't take the shots. That's in the news today. Navy to separate unvaccinated officers under same category used for drug offenders and sexual deviants. In France, in Australia, and now in Germany, can't go in a grocery store if you don't scan your passport. Vaccine passport, which now the UN announced 2 weeks ago, and then this week, the Davos Group, run by the Bilderberg Group head, Klaus Schwab, said, this is for your carbon passport now. And now we're going to tax you with the vaccine passport for carbon. I mean, it's here. It's here. I'm going to play that next segment. But let's... You know, I said I'd air this at the start of the show. I never got to it. So let's just start with this, because this is the biggest news. All the news is huge. But the big new piece of news is what I missed. And I was, again, was watching Christy Lee doing the War Room on Friday. And by the way, who's hosting Sunday Live tonight. I didn't know. I was taking a few days off. Well deserved. And she had Dr. Mercola on. Did a great job. And then she was playing a clip of a nurse saying, we don't get to keep our job. I've been fired. And as FEMA was coming in to replace us and the National Guard, they said to FEMA, hey, you know, so you had to take the shot? And they said, no, we don't have to. It's up to us. So I went and looked, and I've got all the articles right here. It's on the CDC site that, oh, there is no law. You don't have to take it. Of course, there's no law for you either. It's just corporations fire you. So the government itself is kicking out all the private businesses, coming in and taking over hospitals, and the hospitals are doing this because they're getting $100+ billion of the $500 billion+ that was pumped in for the COVID emergency, remember, in the first big emergency package over a year and a half ago. And so now they've instituted that emergency saying, we don't have enough medical workers, not because the hospitals are full of the, quote, COVID patients. That's how they got that money. Remember, stay in your house for 15 days to flatten the curve. Now here we are 20 months later, and It's all about money. It's all about power. And it's all about FEMA slowly taking over the country. Remember when the CDC said, for the last year and a half, we're in control of all housing, all rents are forgiven? That's to bankrupt local renters and economies. Again, all of this is to shut things down. And so now they're getting rid of all these nurses, all these doctors, hundreds of thousands of them, and they're bringing in federal scabs that don't have to do it. And it's not even a news item, and it's on the CDC site admitting it. And where's Rand Paul? Where's Josh Hawley? Where's Tom Cotton? Where's Senator Cruz? Nowhere. They're on TV warning about the dangers of socialism. Well, this is socialism at the grassroots, but it's fascism on top. We are so far gone, and the thousands of backed up ships and them not letting it in, and then Buttigieg and the Treasury Secretary, Deputy Secretary also comes out and says, oh, this, we're doing this to teach you a lesson. Take your shots and we'll let you have Christmas. I mean, why don't you put a freaking gun to our head, you crazy man? I got that clip. We are here, and no wonder they're on national TV everywhere saying, get Jones off the air. No wonder they're saying, oh, Jones doesn't get a jury trial. We're just shutting him down, a judge says. Because my God, it's Armageddon. ADE is kicking in. Massive deaths all over the world of the vaccinated. They're going, man, these people are all dying from a new super cold. Oh, yeah. Wow, they're really doing it. And the public's in a damn trance. People are like, Jones, how are you taking all the attacks? How am I taking all the attacks? They're killing everybody. They're shutting everything down. They're firing the nurses and doctors by the hundreds of thousands and bringing in unvaccinated FEMA for federalization. So now the military and FEMA are in charge of the medical system. And it'll never go back. It'll never change. It'll never reverse. And Congress passed it 20 months ago because the hospitals were going to be full. And see how they set it up? They got it all prepared, all rolled out, all done. Let's just go to part of the report. I don't have time to get to the whole thing. It's a 3.5-minute report from the start of last night's emergency broadcast, but here it is.
Is FEMA requiring you guys to be vaccinated, all the nurses and doctors from FEMA? She goes, oh, no, it's a choice. I said, I'm sorry, I'm confused. I said, you're going to do the same job in the same building with the same patients, treating the same illness as the doctors and the nurses who just were employed at this hospital and left because they were being required by their employer to be vaccinated.
InfoWars is almost always way ahead of the curve. We are truly next year's news today. And we haven't dropped the ball on this one either. We're amongst the very first to be reporting it. But the fact that this information has been going on for months and that we are just now discovering it shows just how diabolical this globalist takeover is. We know, even USA Today admits it, that $53,000 extra is given to every hospital or medical group that intubates a patient, incentivizing them to send people home when they're first sick, to not give them antibiotics, not give them steroids, not give them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, so they become deathly ill, they come back, they put them on a ventilator, and then 92% of the time they end up dying. That's the CDC's, the federal government's own numbers. You've seen all the incentives to not give care and basically kill people. Well, why do you think they've been locking up all the hospitals and all of the nursing homes and bringing COVID patients in to get people sick and make them die, but not letting families in? Because this is all a eugenics depopulation operation. Well, now one of the last big pieces of the puzzle just fell into place. And our own Christy Lee interviewed some of the witnesses yesterday who've experienced it personally. And I looked up the federal guidelines, and lo and behold, it's there. There is not even a regulation or a law making federal employees take the vaccines. It's all a giant hoax. It's not a law of the general public as well. And so when FEMA workers are coming in to take over the hospitals, not because they're overwhelmed with COVID, but because hundreds of thousands of nurses have quit over the illegal mandate, they are telling the nurses and doctors they're replacing that they didn't take the shot, and it's their option, their choice. That is absolutely incredible. And it's right there in the fine print, in the paperwork on the CDC website. So think about that. They use the hospital groups, the corporations, to fire everybody outside of law, claiming they're following a federal law. And then the hospital groups get the billions of dollars of emergency funding when they say that the hospitals are overwhelmed because of COVID patients. They put that law in place last year, over $100 billion they're waiting to be spent. A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in incredible times. A global corporate government using medical tyranny is assaulting the planet with a depopulation operation that doesn't just kill you through the shots. It also kills you through the collapse of the economy and the starvation of the third world, which is then organized as the third world collapses with who's left to then flood the Western world with what they call replacement migration. Now, I got a bunch of clips I want to get to that are very, very important to understand all of this, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to get to all of this in the 26 minutes we have left. And that's why we have Sunday Live, which only has 6 minutes of ads an hour, by the way, just the local ads for local radio and TV stations. We've dropped all ours. The show is free to air, meaning anybody can pick it up. Everybody can pick it up. We just want you to get it out. And so expanding on that, I'm going to host the first 15 minutes of Sunday Live, and then Christy Lee's going to do a great job and come in and take over. But right now, let's go ahead and get into some of these clips as we're being held hostage here. Oh, you can't grocery shop unless you've taken the shot that doesn't protect you, that was experimental. Total violation, Nuremberg Code. That's what the Nazis did. You know, bad stuff like that. The Undersecretary, the U.S. Treasury Deputy Secretary, warns unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed. So they've got all the red tape and all the bureaucrats and all these systems set up. And around the world, there's a collapse in the raw materials because the third world's still under lockdown in most areas. And there's not even people to unload the ships because a bunch of them have walked off and quit because they saw other people take the injections and get sick or die. And then they're just like, okay, doesn't matter. But the globalists can fly in what they need. They have a name for this. It's called siege. Can you guys pull up the definition of siege? It's total warfare. It's the oldest form of organized warfare. And it's where you encircle somebody's castle and you starve them to death. And America is under a globalist UN corporate blockade to bankrupt everybody because they have unlimited fake currency. They're printing stuff that would make the Zimbabwe blush or Weimar Germany blush. They have printed. I saw the numbers this Friday, and I meant to print them off and have them here, but it blew me away. I mean, I knew they were printing like there was no tomorrow. But in the last 3 years, and Trump was guilty of this as well, he let this happen, but it's gotten doubly bad under Biden. So just since Biden got in less than a year, you can pull up the numbers, they have increased the money supply 47%. So 47% of the digital money and paper money ever printed by the U.S. government ever has just been in less than a year. But then it's over 50% if you go back 2 years with Trump. So, just type in for folks, since I'm getting to this right now, type in Federal Reserve quantitative easing graph. Quantitative easing 10-year graph. It only shows part of it. And you see it going along, and you know, under Obama it's bad, and then it starts getting really bad, and under Trump it goes way up, and then with Biden it just goes, where they're printing $1 trillion a month extra. So it's just going parabolic straight up. And I got a bunch of articles on that, actually. I say, where's my articles? I've got them right here. So that's what they're doing. They're holding you hostage. There it is. 40% of U.S. dollars in existence were printed in the last 12 months. It's actually higher than that. Is America repeating the same mistake of 1921, Weimar, or Germany? I don't know. Do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? Yeah, print me that. But again, that's numbers from a few months ago. It's worse now. It's almost 50%. And that's the thing. Now they're talking about printing $1 trillion a week. And then you know where that goes. $1 trillion a day. And all these Hollywood scum and all the John Olivers think selling out their own species is going to get them ahead when they all live in high-rise coffin apartments overlooking all the other slaves. I mean, this is a – let me tell you. John Oliver doesn't have tickets to Peter Thiel's bunker in New Zealand. And that's a private bunker. That's why they outed it and showed it, because he's not playing ball with them. Ladies and gentlemen, think about all of this. Think about where we are. Think about what's going on. I mean, you're living in history. And people, again, go to me and they go, Jones, how are you taking all the attacks everywhere? We don't even scratch the surface of the attacks. I don't respond to 99% of them. So whatever you see me respond to, there's again, literally hundreds of other attacks, major ones. Because they're freaking killing everybody. I mean, there's world government here. They're announcing on TV, take your shots and we'll let you have supplies again for your small business, your construction company, whatever it is. I mean, you're being held hostage. You read about tyranny and tyrants and crazy groups and why they try to take over. They can't help it. And they think you're weak. And so they're made a big move on you. And it's a new type of war through corporations and the medical system. And it's not like I'm just now telling you this. I made a film 15 years ago predicting it. And then there's videos where I predict word for word how they'll use a virus, how they're going to lock you down, how they're going to have 6 feet of separation, how they're going to make you wear masks to make you feel like you're dirty and bad, because they wrote a frickin' war game blueprint on it called Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation. And I told you in long 2-hour shows 11 years ago that they would implement that operation by the year 2020. And how'd I do that again? Boy, Alex Jones is the frickin' smartest guy in the world. No, I'm not. They wrote it that they had to implement it by 2020, and they frickin' did it. I mean, do you understand? Do you understand? But see, they can't move directly against it, so they got to have you play into it. That's their power, psychological war, and getting you to buy into the lie, getting you to buy into the fraud. Klaus Schwab is the head of the Bilderberg Group. Look it up. They don't even hide it now. Remember 10 years ago they said I was crazy, didn't exist? Remember all that? New York Times, 14 years ago, wrote articles saying I was insane in Virginia at Chantilly and that no one was at a hotel and that I was having a schizophrenic break in the woods. They had Secret Service and helicopters and Marines. I got video of the King of Spain with the national anthem marching in. I'm the only person ever to stay in the hotel once it started. I'm not bragging. I freaking got the video. And they went on TV and said it does not exist on CNN. They are your enemies. They are attacking you. They are lying to you. And now they've gotten to the point of going, I got clips when we come back. They're now saying you're not allowed to drink coffee because of COVID. You can't look at the sunset. You can't talk to your neighbors. And there's now coffee police. I'm not joking. And you go, that sounds insane. It is insane. That's what authoritarians do. They make you stand on your head with your thumb in your ear. And that's why they're telling you, you take your damn shots or we're going to hold your ass hostage. When the whole plan was they're going to hold you hostage, they're going to collapse everything, they're not going to stop. And the cops implementing this don't get the fact that they're the main target. Our police overall still have some idea of American freedom and are the ones that are leading the fight. That's why they want to defund the police. That means put in their police. And once they've got their leftist police in, Katie, bar the door. I got to settle down. By the way, as you see all over the news, they're trying to shut us down. For everything you see, it's much worse. And that's okay because we're all in this together. I just need money to try to expand what we're doing with a bunch of projects I've got and other people I'm working with who've got other projects and a bunch of things happening that during this time, we're going to make them put me in prison or come whack me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm totally energized. I've never been more alive. I'm exactly where I want to be. And if they do take me out, that's okay. Because, ladies and gentlemen, God's real. We live forever. We're eternal. It doesn't matter. This is our big decision. So if they whack me or whatever, that's okay because they had to do it out of weakness. But I want to stay on air as long as I can. So get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, take advantage of the supplements, get the products at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by you. Look, they want to kill all of us. You got to stand up to them. We're going to get them. They're scared now. I can look at Schwab and Fauci. They're scared. They're scared. They're good and scared. They better fear God.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's the before time. They said, get used to not having medicine. Get used to not having food. Get used to not having any freedom. Get used to having nothing, owning nothing, and liking it. Get used to being taken to your knees so you can then be organized into committing evil just for food so they can separate you from God. They want to get you poor and desperate so they can make you do bad things, make you conform to their social credit score. That means handing your children over to them. So they get your soul. And that's what they're really getting ready to drill in on. You're going to see it all, folks. And the great time of the collapse and the, quote, reset and the transition period before the world leader. And they say the world leader is coming first to cataclysm, and out of the cataclysm comes the leader that brings peace and unifies everyone and lets you go outside again and heals the sick, because they've got all the real technologies. Cure cancer, all of it's come out. There's patents on it. It's all confirmed. But there's just a few things you've got to do first, though. And that's sign on to agreeing to sterilize yourself and your children. And then there'll be a few more things. The more you agree, oh, sorry, that's not all you got to do. There's more, 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 more. What does Darth Vader say? I'm altering the deal. Pray I don't alter any further. And once they get you, they just keep dragging you in. And so, my energy level's off the charts right now, because Newtonian physics is absolutely accurate about the way the third dimension works. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So evil is rising. And those of us that are on God's side, woo, it's like that great song written and put out by the greatest guitarist ever, said, let me stand next to your fire. It's quite a fire of liberty. So they're making their move. And this is just the beginning. And they're collapsing everything. And they'll do it in increments and increments. But by the time we get to 2030, they intend to have killed 90% of the world's population. That's the big cataclysm that William Shatner said to them. You know, the great cataclysm, the death that's coming. We have to, it's fragile. We have to. And they're all nodding. And Bezos is the end. Shut up, William. But we have to save it. I mean, it's fragile. And that's what all of them are saying. The Earth's about to end. We've only got till 2030. We're all dead. None of us are going to live. We don't do exactly what Klaus Schwab says. Said Beto and Al Gore and AOC, because Al Gore's on the whole deal, but AOC and Beto were in the meetings with the big projection screens and in the underground bases, and this is going to happen. And I saw them today. Oh, pole shift's coming. Oh my God, we're all dead. So they tell us we're all going to die, so we manifest that we deserve to die, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and then we accept, oh, the deadly virus came because of global warming. And the headlines were, deadly virus is coming, global warming, out of the jungles. Peter Daszak's on TV, oh, we've got to, in 2019, we've got to stop the deadly virus. This is going to come out of caves. Oh, God, it came out of a cave, just like he said. He's a genius. He read the future. Meanwhile, they made the frickin' thing. And all the cities are going to be under 100 feet of water and you're all dead. That Al Gore told all those same lies before, remember? He said by 2017 we'd be under 10 feet of water. All of it was a lie. But they've got real weather weapons, so they've got a lot of stuff up their sleeve. So the U.S. Treasury Deputy Sec warns unvaccinated Americans that shortages will continue till everyone is jabbed. And we're not going to get through the transition we're in. They all admit now, oh, this is a transition into the Great Reset. Build back better means you have nothing and we kill you. We build on your bones. Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. And be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. They're the conquerors. They're the big killers. They're the strong men. They'll call the earth. They'll get rid of all these useless feeders who they help dumb down and poison and get in this position before they kill us. Because they want the future for themselves. But first they want to use us as guinea pigs and sit back and enjoy roasting us over an open fire. Because it makes them feel like big men. Oh, they're going to be big, big men, aren't they? Big men after Nuremberg 2 when they get marched up to those seats. Big men, big important men, big men that were willing to do what they had to for the earth because they really liked it so much at Jeffrey Epstein's house. Yeah, big. Oh, what do you think of Jeffrey Epstein? Well, he's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Oh, so, you know what? Play with audio, because it only has music over it. They put it out on Twitter and everywhere. You know, they already put out something about how great the Great Reset is, how it's starving people to death to save the Earth, and how wonderful. And now they've got new ones about they're going to test your blood when you travel, and they're in charge of it, and the UN's going to have control, and there's going to be carbon taxes attached to your vaccine app. I mean, I told you 21 months ago, I said, you go to the grocery store, or you go wherever, and they won't show you a menu, they won't show you a thing at the restaurant, there's a QR code, and you scan that, that's getting you ready for the vaccine passport. Now they admit that. And then once you have the vaccine passport, it becomes the carbon passport. Let's play that, and I'll narrate for radio listeners and read what's on screen. Go ahead. The app could help revive global travel and large events during the pandemic. Back it up and stop it. So we hold you hostage, we killed tens of millions of people of starvation, we bankrupt all these people, suicide more than triples, drug use more than doubles, we do this to you, but oh, if you take the vaccine app and you do what we say, now you might get back to normal. They're holding you hostage. Oh, trade might get back to normal if you just take the shot. Oh, and of course, oh, sorry, a shot doesn't work. There's more shots. This app can help revive global travel and large events during the pandemic. Here, let's continue. Enabling people to visit countries, conferences, and sports events safely. Hit pause. Oh, so we're holding, it's not, hey, we held you hostage, we cooked this up, we release it, we create fear, the vaccine destroys your immune system, so when we hit you with the next plague, you die for sure. No, it's just, oh, you get to go out again. You get to carrot the stick. Submit to us. Let us put these chains on. Let us have a world social credit score. And it's not spooky to have this to buy and sell or go in grocery stores. And once you do that, everything goes right back to normal. Of course, it didn't, did it? Got a lot worse. And wherever they submit, like Australia or Canada, it's worse by the day. Because that's who's submitting. That's who's in the trance. That's who's Stockholmed out. Oh, but the next they say, users will have their blood screened at an approved COVID pass laboratory that just showed the new approved one by the UN who's in charge, the ones Davos Group recommended, is Bill Gates invested with, what's his name? Oh, George Soros. They have the approved blood testing facility. Oh, the last fraud, the PCR test, which was a total fraud. They built this on, oh, that's not approved anymore, they say, as of this month. They said it a year ago, but it phases out the fraudulent test today, and they have a new one. They want your blood to see how what they've been doing to you is going. Let's continue. We'll have our blood. Oh, before being issued with a secure QR health visa code, hit pause, back it up. Before being issued the QR visa, health visa code via their phone, and then they just segue right into, oh, and a carbon tax. Oopsie. Here it is. Which they can present as airline check-in borders or event entrances. The digital passport doesn't include tracing technology. Oh, really? Total lie. Total tracing. Preserving data privacy while saving time and money. It was just a global ID. Doesn't value your privacy. COVID pass creators say that by using blood test data, it's 100% reliable. Oh, like Theranos. That old fraud. And could easily ensure, it could ensure only non-infectious people travel across borders. Medical tyranny. While monitoring access to concerts, conferences, and pilgrimages. It uses real-time automated epidemiological data and blockchain technology. Oh, that we told you 20 months ago is in the Bill Gates patent, and it's his patent. Oh, there it is. Oh, 666. Oh, and Bloomberg's calling it today 666 with a big headline. More than 6.66 billion shots, and then look, there's 666 again. But let's finish up here when we come back with the next hour. But if your stations break away at this point, they go on to say now it'll be for your carbon taxes. That's coming up. I'm going to finish up on this, but it's all here. It's all here, ladies and gentlemen. The total New World Order takeover. Please don't forget the big mega sale that helps keep us on air and all the great products, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun, Ultra 12, all of it, 40-50% off. That's going to end sometime tomorrow when the new sale launches. I'm so busy I haven't launched the new sale yet, but this is one of the biggest ever. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com/show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.